mostly clouds in here for tomorrow, with a few sunny breaks, dry. Overnight chilly temperatures again, mostly 40s, some 30s in a few spots. Throughout the day tomorrow, the highs range back to the upper 50s. Fair skies tomorrow night, a little chillier again, with lows falling in the upper 30s to the mid 40s. Sunshine Thursday, sunshine Friday too, but it stays cool and comfortable. Each day's highs are the mid 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Again, once in a blue moon, New Orleans Stamp Burst, Stamp Fest, exhibiting tons of numismatic and philatelic material. Friday, February 11th, 10 to 6. Saturday, February 12th, 10 to 4. At the Wyndham Gardens Hotel, 6401 Veterans Boulevard, Metairie. I-10, exit 225. Free parking, free admission, hourly door prizes, sponsored by the Crescent City Stamp Club. More information and dealer inquiries at 504-335-5255.
219. This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
Yep. 12 o'clock's messenger. That's what I was trying to think of. The doomsday clock was what I was trying to think of on a couple shows back, where they always talk about being a couple minutes before 12 o'clock, you know, when the bell tolls or when the clock hits midnight and it's too late. In the break between the two shows, you just heard Walmart advertising. Walmart is a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations. There was also a blurb in there about Stacey Abrams, Georgia. Stacey Abrams is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. John Cornyn was also thrown out in there, and his name thrown about. He's tied and connected to and has appeared at the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a sure sign. He's a representative from Texas, but it's a sure sign that he is a member who has either suspended his membership or has hidden membership, because not all members of the Council on Foreign Relations are posted online at their roster for individual members or corporate members. One thing I wanted to mention was, before I forget, 45% to 75% of all artificial intelligence supercomputers are owned and controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations. So if you think about that, and that this is a political party, a royalist constitutional monarchy that believes in communo-fascism, that believes in limited use of nuclear weapons, that believes in depopulation and population control, not to get us off this planet and or go somewhere else and take people and give them an opportunity and spread humanity throughout the universe and freedom. This is about creating a corporate state under the World Economic Forum. Mark Zuckerberg is a graduate of the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leader Program. Jeff Bezos is a graduate of the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leader Program, and you can go check this out and look at what Young Global Leaders are. It's online, and they have a lot of these people. Gavin Newsom, who's forcing mandates and masks are a Masonic Illuminati initiate secret society. I'm trying to think of the it's a cult practice. The World Economic Forum is a constitutional monarchy, a world constitutional monarchy that Klaus Schwab created. And you need to, you know, research this. find out, read, listen to me and what I'm telling you and trying to warn and inform. And I don't think enough people are serious about this and see the grave and growing threat that I've seen firsthand. There'll be some links up with the show tonight, and you can go to them and research. A bunch of them are like, there's an article by Janet Phelan, and you can go search this, called Room 5150, which is where they prosecuted me in a federal fusion center. And you need to go look at and see what these are and what they're all about. They're Stasi centers, like East Germany. They are not just Stasi centers for federalizing and centralizing on a national, if not international scale, these, I want to say Intermarpol, which is International Maritime Police, but the police authority, which, you know, even DeSantis, governor of Florida, has stated that, you know, the federal government's not really supposed to have any kind of, you know, central federal police authority. It's supposed to be the states. This is basically the same battle that went on in our first Civil War. You can say that was the one in the 1860s-ish surrounding Lincoln and more. But we've had basically a civil war going on since the inception or creation of the unit. You know, there's organizations like the Knights of the Golden Circle, I think, is one. The Klan has some level of involvement in much of this, and various leaders of a lot of these secret societies have been, you know, one thing about the mob and Italians and mafia, Sicily and more, was that with all of their corruptions and all of their games and all of the racketeering and stuff that went on, they still believed in America and in our independence from the crown to an extent, and that they were, you know, red, white, and blue-blooded Americans, even though they were, you know, racketeering, you know, criminal activity and more. When push came to shove, they stood behind and, to some extent, you know, controlled the waterfront, like on the waterfront with Brando. What is going on? I've seen too much. I know too much. I've been up against too much, and these guys have done a really good job on infiltrating and infesting and taking over. And I'd point to, I'm looking at not just the deep state, the invisible government behind the scenes by Alex Newman, the, I dare call it treason, the Council on Foreign Relations and the Betrayal of America by Servando Gonzalez, but also the Shadows of Power, the Council on Foreign Relations and the American Decline by James Perloff. And I would have American Marxism here in front of me by Mark Levine, but I don't. I do have it. It's not in front of me. It's somewhere else where I've been reading it. I don't know. And people are very complacent. They think because they have guns or ammunition or food or, you know, a place to run or a farm where they can grow stuff, it ain't, none of that's going to save you, man. The only thing is you got to get involved. You got to circle the wagons around. Like even Steve Piesnik, who's Alex Jones's sidekick, who's his, you know, mentor or handler or whatever you want to call him. And everybody says, oh, Alex Jones is right and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, Alex Jones told me to my face that whistleblowers are a dime a dozen. And I used to have a program on Genesis Communications Network, and I think Alex is on here or replayed on here or whatever. But Piesnik, who's, I think he's talked about Q and all kinds of other stuff, Piesnik is a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. And the Council on Foreign Relations, to be clear, is a foreign, although it's here in America, it's a foreign-owned, foreign-controlled secret service, secret society, something that Kennedy talked about and spoke against and said, you know, that's antithetical too. You can go to a speech in 61 or It was a little bit before, it was the same year that he was assassinated, where he speaks out against, and Alan Dulles was president of the Council on Foreign Relations when Kennedy was assassinated. He also sat on and controlled and took over the Warren Commission. And a lot of this is, you know, in the South, and we've had British agents, British, you know, a lot of these, like if you look at what the Knights of the Golden Circle were all about, they wanted to create a slave empire where slavery was okay, it was good, it was not a problem. They wanted to go into Mexico and take it over. They wanted to go into, and did actually go into, places like, I think it was Nicaragua and a couple other places in Central and South America. People need to learn and know their history and stick up for, circle the wagons around, you know, I hate to say it, people like myself, because I've been under the gun, taking on friendly fire. Like, I don't want to compare myself to Pat Tillman, but he was one individual who was coming back to the United States, and they took him out because he was against the war in Afghanistan. And, you know, God bless him and his family and others. But we'll be back. We're going to break. 504-556-9696. Not sure if I'll take any calls. Trying to focus on stuff. And we're going to have Val back on Thursday, I think.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the diocesan cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hi, I'm Pat Swillen. One of the things I love about Louisiana is its beautiful natural landscapes and its unique sceneries. Let's preserve it. Please don't trash Louisiana with propane cylinders that are no longer certified. Bring these cylinders to your propane dealer so that they may dispose of them safely. Be a saint and let's keep Louisiana beautiful.
This safety message is brought to you by the Louisiana Liquefied Petroleum Gas Commission and the Louisiana Propane Industry.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
This is Annette Benning. I'd like to tell you about the Actors Fund, a nonprofit human services organization that helps everyone in performing arts and entertainment. The fund's programs foster stability and resiliency in the lives of everyone who works in film, theater, television, music, radio, and dance. These services include emergency financial assistance for those in crisis due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Please visit actorsfund.org.
All right, that sounds like the I don't know. Coming back music. Yeah, because you know what? It is. And we're back. We're back. Yeah, I don't know how much more I can, you know, push and say. I don't know how much longer I'll be around. They've done a pretty good number on me. You can look at the links. The first one, it's going to be up with the show tonight, is an article written by Janet Phelan, an author who left and fled the United States, wrote a book thereafter called Exile. But she wrote an article about my situation and Susan Lindauer's, who was, you know, trying to stop the Iraq war. She's a cousin of Andrew Card, former Secretary of Transportation under the first Bush, George Herbert Walker, who was a chairman of the board. He was the ambassador to the United Nations. And he even, you wouldn't believe some of the stuff he said in his career, not just the New World Order and yada, yada, but he's an agent for the British German Royal Crown, just like his son. And just like Barack Obama, and just like Dick Cheney and Bill Clinton, George Herbert Walker Bush was the one who signed NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, and put it into effect under, you know, after Congress had gone ahead and passed it, he authorized it. But then it wasn't enacted and put into force and effect until Bill Clinton came in, because they figured he'd have a better chance of doing it than George Herbert Walker Bush, who, you know, the writing was on the wall. He served one term, was out the door. Wasn't he the guy that threw up on the Japanese prime minister's lap or whatever? Here's a little bit of your sushi back there, buddy. You know, But Clinton put into, through, I think it's the North American Free Trade Agreement, Institution Act, something like that. I forget what it is, but it's something like that that actually put in NAFTA into force and effect. And then George W. Bush, the son of the father, which is royalism, because our founders did not want, you know, to have one family member passing the seat of power and trust, whether there's an election in between or an election involved at all, to another family member, like the Roosevelts. That's a little too close. Like the Kennedys, way too close. Like the Bushes, father and son. Barack Obama, he's cousin, ninth cousin, twice removed to George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush. Dick Cheney's, you know, seventh cousin, twice removed. People need to get up to speed on this stuff ASAP. If there's any chance at all, and I really don't think that there is, I'm sorry, I hate to, you know, be a bearer of bad news and or doomsday. Unless, because they control anywhere from 45 to 75% of the artificial intelligence supercomputing power and access in the world. And, you know, even China gets into this because China has its own council on foreign relations. So does Japan. I mean, there was even a Chicago council on foreign relations. And all of these are secret societies. They're run with their what they say and what they do, to a large part, off the record, unattributed. And they even like that. Like, stuff will come up in the meeting, but it won't be attributed to any individual. It's just all these members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And remember, I've mentioned in the past that Ian Fleming, the author, was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. I believe he was a spy, too. But what he spoke of and basically used to model Spectre, which is in a couple of the books, and this, you know, hub agency, and it's not control like in Get Smart, but it is. It's international. It's in every country around the world. Go look at the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leader Program online. Look it up. Pull it up and see who's on there. There's a big fat picture of Mark Zuckerberg. Ah, what? Jeff Bezos. What? No, really? Gavin Newsom. You got to dig for this. You got to find it. But I'm not making this stuff up. You can. There's all kinds of articles out there. Illuminati Rex, I think, is one. Or if you type in the names, you'll come up with a bunch of stuff. And these are secret societies. The Roman Catholic Church is a secret society. I hate to tell you that. I hate to say that. I was born and raised Roman Catholic, Portuguese and Irish. And, you know, even somehow in the midst of all this, I don't know my, and I throw this out for all those who think they can't stay sober, that, yeah, you can, because I've survived somehow, and I don't know, this long, and, you know, it's probably not going to be much longer, but I'm 60 years old, or I'll be 60 soon, and I'm getting old and beat up, and this really has done a number on me. But August 7th of 1984 is my sobriety date, and I can't believe that I've somehow stayed sober throughout all of this. And if there's any friends of Bill and or Bob out there, I need sponsors. I need an angel. I need some help to get out the word on this. You can look at and, you know, go to the links and you'll see a bunch of stuff up out there. It doesn't really cover what's gone on well, but even from looking at it, you'll see like, holy crap, like what the heck, like who's done this? Why have they done this to, you know, this person? And one of the reasons I bring this up is like, you know, not poor me, whatever, but to warn and inform, like Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Thad Allen is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and he's the one who brought military law, the most overt form of martial law, into the Department of Homeland Security through turning the Coast Guard from a federal military civil service maritime police and quote unquote regulatory force, which I don't even like the fact that they're a police force like that. It should not be central. It should not be federal. It should be. And this is what happened when Hamilton, who's supposedly an orphan, and he's not, he's actually now been, it's been, the information's been released. He's a related to and descendant of not just the Morgan, but the Rothschild and the Rockefeller families that are all intermarried by wealth, minimally, if not marriage, which is a Habsburg trait, to intermarry the families like John Forbes Carey with Teresa Heinz, like Heinz ketchup, where John Forbes Carey, the Forbes name, comes from opium. That's where they made their money. Just like George H.W. Bush, they called him Poppy Bush, because that was what he was involved in, the heroin trade. And that involves Hong Kong, and that involves the British, and that involves China, and that involves the Chinese saying, no, screw you. We don't want to have this legal in our country. We're going to make it illegal, and we're going to destroy your opium. And you know what the British did? They came in with weapons, arms, and took Hong Kong as reparations for the Chinese, saying, get out of our country. We're going to make this illegal, no opium, and we're going to destroy your opium. And the British fought back and seized land from the Chinese for destroying their drugs. That's the kind of people these are. That's who and what we're dealing with. That's who and what I've been dealing with. Go to the links, look it up, read up on some of this stuff. You know, people question, and I've had, I don't think it was Tony. I think it was somebody else called in and said I sound crazy on Jeff's show when I was talking on there. Pick up a book and read. You know, you can listen to me and act and react and do stuff and circle the wagons, or, you know, forever hold your peace.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
We once again join our partner Stand Up to Cancer in reaffirming a commitment to the fight against cancer. Since 2008, Major League Baseball, its fans, players, and coaches have delivered a powerful, determined message that we, together, will defeat cancer.
I'm Matt Damon.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
Jordana Brewster.
Zachary Levi.
I'm Uzo Aduba.
Cancer has in some way touched all of us.
So join Major League Baseball and Stand Up to Cancer as we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. An indoor mask mandate begins tomorrow in New Orleans. Leaders fear if the mandate is not reinstated, more businesses could close due to staffing shortages and more children would be out of the classroom. The mandate comes on the heels of carnival season kicking off, and New Orleans Department of Health Director Dr. Jennifer Avegno urges the public to take it seriously.
We all want to throw open the doors of the city to thousands of visitors to dance in the streets. But if that's to be the case, we have to double down like never before on the mitigation measures that work, and that's vaccination, masks, and tests.
Baton Rouge businessman Gary Chambers announces his candidacy for U.S. Senate. Chambers says he's running to help make life better for everyone in the Bayou State.
Well, I just think that Louisiana has been at the bottom of every list of quality of life for such a long time that it's time to look for a new direction and take our state forward.
Chambers and fellow Democrat Luke Mixon are the only two set to oppose incumbent Republican John Kennedy in the fall. LRN.
Alyssa, I have a big question to ask you.
You do? I can't believe this is happening. You're on one knee.
Alyssa, will you... Hang on. Will you marry me?
Don't let the flu ruin your plans. Get your annual flu shot at no cost by visiting ldh.la.gov/fighttheflu. Brought to you by the Louisiana Office of Public Health.
Looking for that special gift? Then pick up love from the lottery. Win up to $14,000. Stop at your favorite lottery retailer and ask for love today for your chance to win up to $14,000. Join the parade this season and play Doubloon Doubler from the lottery. Win up to $12,000. Second line on down to any lottery retailer and ask for Doubloon Doubler today for your chance to win up to $12,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Moving, redecorating, let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegiant Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
America's schools are closing, which can be especially tough on students who struggle with poverty, hunger, and trauma. But communities in schools can help. Our organization puts caring adults inside schools to help vulnerable students stay in school. Now, in the face of crisis, we're working beyond school walls, delivering meals to students, helping them access remote learning, doing whatever it takes to help them succeed. To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org.
corporate state is back. The corporate state is back. And the corporate state is what the British German royal crown used. And one of the things that our founders fought against, they didn't just fight against the form of governance, royalism, kingdoms, kings and queens and guillotines taking lives tonight. I think that was Aerosmith, right? The lyrics from. They fought against the corporation because it is the arm, and it is what Cecil Rhodes used to go march into with his own private army into South Africa and create a country called Rhodesia and steal the De Beer diamond mines and copper mines and gold mines and silver mines. And did I say copper? I said copper and nickel and a bunch of other stuff. I want to mention real quick, there's an article out on www.cfr.org/blog/tale-2-Amazons. When it claimed, this is Amazon, when it claimed the title of world's most valuable company, Amazon had a market capitalization just under $800 billion, a hair ahead of Microsoft, $789 billion. They're both members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Jeff Bezos is a graduate of the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leader Program that was started by the Council on Foreign Relations. With fellow tech giants Alphabet at $745 billion and Apple at $702 billion close behind. That valuation was larger than the gross domestic product of all but 17 of the world's countries, placing it just above Saudi Arabia with all that oil and weapons, and sand and royals. And just after the Netherlands, Jeff Bezos, the company's owner, is now the world's richest person by far, with an estimated net worth of $138 billion. And, you know, Elon Musk is in there, but oh wait, he's from South Africa, where Cecil Rhodes marched into and created Rhodesia. But that doesn't matter. The corporation employs more than 600,000 people, about the double the size or number it employed 2 years ago. It's, wow. So I guess they became the largest employer because of lockdowns. Yeah. Oh wait. And how many of the companies that are doing this, Pfizer, Microsoft, Johnson & Johnson, Walmart, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Alphabet, Microsoft, are all members, corporate members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And what is that? Oh, it's a secret service, a secret society with Jesuit practices as it at its roots. It's Masonic. It's Illuminati. And all of these companies and agents and people like Stacey Abrams, who I already mentioned from the news in the break before the previous show and my show. And I don't know, Walmart, which was also advertising in there, are all corporate members. Well, she's an individual member, but Walmart is a corporate member along with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and others of the Council on Foreign Relations. The corporation employs more than 600,000 people, about double the number it employed 2 years ago. Nearly two-thirds of U.S. households are registered with Amazon Prime. The scale of Amazon is even more impressive, if you want to use that word. I don't like it. Nearly the size of the continental United States, it encompasses 5.5 million. Oh, they're talking about the Amazon, the real Amazon. Calculating their worth, Amazon's $800 billion market cap is remarkable. From a conventional price earnings PE ratio perspective, this valuation seems hard to justify. In mid-December, for example, Amazon's PE ratio was 89.19, nearly six times higher than Apple's, 13.89. Investors clearly anticipate that aggressive expansion today will translate into high profits tomorrow. While this faith may be misplaced, longtime shareholders have ample reason to be pleased. A $100 investment in the company when it went public in 1997 was worth nearly $64,000 20 years later. Because they're monopolizing everything. They're creating a world government where small mom and pop businesses are out of date, are outmoded because you haven't been paying attention to, well, Walmart. They used to sell American products. Now they sell everything foreign, and they're owned and controlled by a foreign entity that's tied to the City of London, the British German Royal Crown, a constitutional monarchy that helped establish through the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Henry Kissinger, you know, one thing you need to understand is the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergs and the World Economic Forum and the Royal Institute on International Affairs are all the same thing. Different names. That's like, you know, all the things that, I don't know, the Carlyle Group or I'm trying to think of a couple of the other ones. Oh, Cerberus, the company or firm, investment firm like Carlyle, that Glenn Youngkin, the new governor of Virginia, was a founding member of, along with, I'm trying to think of his name, David Abrams or something like that. If you think that you're going to stop what is going on, people are so out of touch with what's going on. People have no clue because they're not pulling all the pieces together. Alex Jones, who's the biggest, you know, mouthpiece out there, along with, you know, Joe Rogan, have, and supposedly Joe Rogan's compromised too, that, and they like to do this. Guys like, trying to think of, and he's now with Trump. He's a congressman out here in California, Devin Nunes. His second in command, his communications officer, trying to think of what his name was, Rick Langer or something like that, or Jeff Langer. I think Langer was his last name. But he even basically told me I was trying to get help from Devin Nunes for what they've done to me. And this Rick Langer guy just delayed, dissuaded, you know, basically in the end told me, you know, after he pretended like he was going to help, but just delayed and delayed and delayed, said to me that, you know, well, I guess the courts and I'm trying to think of what he was talking about, Congress, I guess, or our representatives haven't done enough to do me in, that they're going to have to use some other means. And this is the kind of stuff that's going on behind the scenes for any whistleblower, quote unquote, or anyone trying to tell the truth or get the truth out. It, you know, like Harry said, free speech is overrated. And, you know, wow. I just all I can say is that everything going on is coming from, and if you want to wake up and start to get people to wake up around you, word of mouth is a valuable thing. Free speech is a good thing. The more that you can spread the word, you know, once I'm gone, because I don't know how much longer I can stay on the air and out there without help, serious help, like an angel or somebody with some belief in the nation state or belief in American democratic republicanism. I use that term, the marriage of democracy or democratic principles and republicanism or republic type ideals. Like, you know, everybody gets to vote and you elect one person to represent everyone for one sector or section, and they're supposed to represent everyone regardless of where they came from and basically shed their Democratic or Republican. Remember, Democrat and Republican used to be one and the same. We used to have a Democratic Republican Party. Jefferson was one of them. And even Jefferson, like if you look at him, and I'm a big advocate of, and I believe that he was trying to, amongst others, he had his faults, but, you know, separation of powers. Wow, that was taken from Montesquieu, somebody else. So they begged, borrowed, and stole, and not just for our federal constitution and separation of powers doctrine and all sorts of other stuff, but even our state, to break up the power. And now it has been concentrated into this World Economic Forum, which is a constitutional monarchy. And all of these people are happily joining in, have no clue what they're doing. They are sacrificing themselves on their own altar of demise to sacrifice everyone else into this quote unquote new world constitutional monarchy Illuminati order. I know all of this sounds crazy, but if you've read as much as I have, books like The Administrative Threat by Columbia Law Professor Philip Homburger, and or is administrative law unlawful? or Philip Bobbitt, who's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations as well, the Shield of Achilles, war, peace in the course of history. And he says in there and lets us all know that what they're doing is separating us from our government. So a government that was supposedly of, by, and for the people is now of, by, and for this constitutional monarchy. Joe Biden is a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. Rochelle Walensky, who's pushing the whole CDC thing. Say again. Howdy. Okay. Are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Merrick Garland, the AG that's going after families and moms and pops, is a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. Milley, General Milley, a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, is a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. And from my experience, from everything I've known and everything I have experienced, this organization is not a good thing at all. Kennedy warned us, John F. Kennedy warned us about it, and Alan Dulles and John Dulles and more, and he paid for it with his life.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the diocesan cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, FunkyUncle.live has moved our shows to the Howling Wolf so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $10, and tickets are half off at the door with a valid student ID. And don't worry if you aren't able to join us at the Howling Wolf, FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free. Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on January 12th, it's Funk Monkey featuring Arsene DeLay, and on January 19th, Eric Johansson. 100% of proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at the Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live.
Join me, John Swisher, a.k.a. The Flaming Conservative, for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO and WGSO.com.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, for our exciting 10th season in the Red Zone covering Saints football all season long at the Hilton Riverside in the Spirits Bar.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries. But for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there!
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
I want to mention, and this is from early 1900s, I mean, GEICO is an acronym that stands for Government Employee Insurance Company. So that little salamander or gecko or whatever, GEICO, is green because he's wearing a uniform, a military uniform. And somebody took the directory from the United States federal government and created, a corporation to cater to government employees, and then made it into a company that caters to everyone and their mother. There's a thing called the National Defense Industrial Manufacturers Association. That was from the early 1900s, much like GEICO, to where all large weapons manufacturers and defense industry manufacturers, and that's what I was mentioning or going to mention earlier about Jefferson. Jefferson brought in one of the DuPonts from Europe and set him up to manufacture gunpowder here in the United States, because I don't know if Jefferson was trying to bring over the military-industrial complex from Europe, which is what a lot of our founders actually were trying to keep out, including Jefferson, I believe. But he also was tied into one of, you know, what is more commonly known as the DuPont family, who helped, you know, they're like the Krupps and others, the German weapons and war manufacturers, Italian as well, Spanish as well, European, Roman, who made a mint off of beating plowshares into swords for war. And then when it was all over and done and, you know, things changed and wealth transferred hands and people as property transferred hands, and dead peasants were insured and made, you know, were profited from, and the money put in the hands and pockets of those who owned them as property. And that's where we're headed, humans as property again. So we can't get off of this planet on our own without being a corporate asset. But the Carlyle Group, which, you know, Glenn Youngkin, the Cerberus, which is the three-headed dog that guards Hades, these companies make money off of, they buy an asset, a corporation, and then they add value to it through wars and rumors of wars. And it is about not just power, because power corrupts, and this is about absolute power, and it corrupts absolutely. And if these agents of the crown are allowed to continue like they are, and they have their people in China and other places, Japan, India, Pakistan, everywhere, where they are members of secret societies, secret agencies, secret services, that all come back to, and it's not just the crown families in England. They are the titular head to the worldwide system of quote-unquote United Kingdoms, and you can laugh and say, that's not, you know, anymore, and it's been broken up, and things changed since 9/11. No, you need to do some research and, you know, look at things, do some reading, pick up a book, start putting the pieces of the puzzle together. This is about owning all of mankind as their property, whether you know it or not, or realize it or not, are able to figure it out once you have taken the chip, which, you know, kind of gets into the whole shot and what's in there, the graphene oxide and other things that they're denying. And, you know, the more people push and speak out the truth, and everybody and anyone who keeps pushing all of this stuff and the truth, it is actually finally accepted by the mainstream media as the gospel truth. It takes years and years and years and pushing and pushing and pushing. But eventually, and, you know, soon it's going to be too late, because there should be no vax mandates. There should be no mask mandates. That's a ritual of the Illuminati, you know, forcing you to wear something. This is what was done in medieval Europe, and they're doing it again. And people are just like, you know, I'm just going along to get along because I don't know any better. And I wish I had your knowledge. And I talked to somebody the other day, and Gavin Newsom came out with where he broke out the National Guard to help with the testing, quote unquote, and or the quote unquote mandates. And it's going to get to vax mandates where, whether you realize it or not, and they're going to forcibly do it, come to your door and boom. this is as ancient as the world and mankind and civilization, going back to even looking for, quote unquote, the Christ child and killing all 2 years old and younger. You see any difference between forcing 2 year olds to have masks, to wear masks, to be mandated to have a vaccine that's not good for them, that they don't need, that won't help, that doesn't help, that's actually caused all sorts of problems? I mean, I haven't gotten into the whole, I've tried to come at it a different way. Pfizer is a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Johnson & Johnson is a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations. The head of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky, is a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Joe Biden, who's also pushing the vaccine and mandates and more, is a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. Anthony Fauci is a member on the Council on Foreign Relations through the World Economic Forum, which was founded by the Council on Foreign Relations. Gavin Newsom and Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos are all graduates of the Young Global Leader Program of the World Economic Forum. That was started by the Council on Foreign Relations and Henry Kissinger from Bavaria, who made a pit stop in London as a, I think it was an adolescent, was educated to an age in London, and then came to the United States. And I've been saying this for a very long time without even the information that I now possess, that Henry Kissinger came here to betray us. And it's like a no-brainer. Guy, just look at what he's done. One individual with the Council on Foreign Relations, and taking it from guys like Alan Dulles and the Dulles family and John Dulles and their grandfather or uncle, John Dulles Sr., and all of those others, Morgan and Warburg and Rockefeller and Getty and, you know, Standard Oil, and, you know, where a lot of the secret societies, secret services, sophistication and or intelligence, if you can call it that, came from, was not only the Jesuits, because it was basically the first secret service in the world, been around for a very long time, and you did this under the cover of the church, the Roman. Did you hear what I said? I said Roman Catholic Church, which I was a member of, and it, you know, you don't have to be Christian, quote unquote, to be Catholic. You can be Catholic and not Christian, and I hate to say that, and everybody out there is in shock who's Catholic, but I think if you look at the truth of what has come from it, because this is a central, just like the World Economic Forum, international organization that takes property, like all the dioceses or the parishioners of a diocese, they throw money in together, they buy land, they start a church. And then all of a sudden, wait, it's owned and controlled by the Roman Catholic Church in Italy, in Rome. Huh? It doesn't go into trust for that parish and maintained there. It's seized. It's theirs. So what more way to, hey, set up as many churches as you possibly can, because guess what? The Holy Roman Catholic Church in Rome owns and controls them. Ah, really? Wow. And now I understand better why so many people, when Kennedy ran for office, didn't want him because he was Roman Catholic. And
looking for future
we're out.
We can trust and believe in. Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.